You're listening to Zoom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Friday show, so it's been rough going, but I'll just make up the shows during the week. Let's see here, it's a Monday, July something, 20, no, it's not the 20th yet, because it's later this week, Dark Knight comes out, so I hope to see that on Friday or Saturday. But in the meantime, what's going on right now? Well, what just happened was San Diego Comic-Con. I went down there this past weekend, even though I didn't have a ticket or a pass to get into San Diego Comic-Con, because you got to do all kinds of hoops, you got to jump through all kinds of hoops to get a ticket. You got to be registered to buy a ticket, first of all. So the day of, when they say, okay, we're gonna sell the tickets at 2 p.m. on this Saturday, all the people who wanted to buy it, half of them probably got there and was like, well, I can't buy a ticket unless I register. Oh, shit. Okay, let me go register. Meanwhile, everybody else was already registered. the other half of the people were registered, and they got their tickets. But not all those them got their tickets, because there's a limited number of tickets. Tickets were like 172 for 4 days. And after that, the only way you can get them were scalpers selling them for like $600. So, and I love like looking at the tickets at the last minute. People are asking big ticket prices, and they still hadn't sold it. They had it on Craigslist all week, and well, for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and nobody was buying them. I love that. And I love this one guy posted on Craigslist, said, oh, I got this tickets for whatever day he had it for. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or whatever. And that, the ones that kill me is the ones who try to do 150 for Sundays. Nobody cares about Sunday on San Diego Comic-Con. By that time, nobody gives a shit, okay? If they don't have any ticket and only one that you are selling is Sunday, you can forget about it. Nobody cares. But the one that tripped me out was the guy said, just haggle with me. I'm not going to give a price. But you know what these tickets are worth, so don't undercut me. It's like, bitch, the tickets ain't worth shit if I don't want them to be. Yeah, they want to go to Comic-Con, but they don't want to go that bad that they want to pay exorbitant prices. And I'm glad, even though when I went down there, it was packed. It was fucking packed. Like, I guess even more packed than ever, I heard the con was. And I went a couple of years ago. It was lots of people. I think it got, I went in 2007, and it seemed like it, when I went again in 2010, it was even more people. And now it's even more. I mean, God damn, by next year, it's going to be crazy. But I went down there just to check out spill.com. They're another website. They talk about movies and fandom and all that stuff. They have a following around the country. They're based out of Austin, Texas. They came down here, so I figured, hey, let me go check them out, because I listen to them all the time. I met Corey, one of the guys, Corey, a couple of years ago. So this time I went down there to meet all the guys, and we had a great time, man. It was a great fucking time with The Spill. I recommend you listen to Spill if you're into fandoms and stuff. If you like this show, you would definitely like Spill. Okay, they're not just some nerdy guys talking. It's comedy. It's funny. It's like a group of friends. It's pretty cool. So I will check that out. Yeah, we just partied at the Hard Rock for a couple hours. Then everybody, we went bar crawling throughout San Diego. And San Diego, it seems all they got are restaurants and bars. And then in between there's neighborhoods of homes. But then everything else is restaurants and bars. That's it. Well, the Gas Lamp District is just bars and a few restaurants and bar restaurants. I mean, damn, how many? I mean, hundreds of them. But it wasn't just that, because before I met the Spill crew, I went down and met my friend who lives in San Diego. I mentioned her a couple of years ago when she was the one who we were dating, and she seemed like she was trying to be my aunt more than a date. But anyway, I went to go see her, and her neighborhood was just restaurants. It was hundreds of restaurants in her neighborhood. I mean, every store was a restaurant. I'm like, wow. That was her neighborhood, which was a few blocks from the Gas Lamp District, which is all, I mean, I wonder, because it was packed, of course. It was San Diego, so all these restaurants were packed up. San Diego Comic Con. So I wonder if it's like that all the time. It must be. Everybody just goes out to bars and restaurants every night. And Corey and them, they were a fucking trip. Everybody got fucking wasted. We had a good time. Let me talk about some stuff that happened at Comic-Con, even though I wasn't there this year. Mad about that, man. Mad. Let's see. And take this up. Maybe you can answer the question. I had a couple of friends. The only reason I got a ticket for 2007. It seemed kind of easy. I got it, but I only went Saturday. And then 2009, I got tickets easy, but like a dummy, I didn't go because my other friends didn't go, which that was stupid of me. I should have went. And the year after that, though, it was hard to get a ticket, and I couldn't get one. I missed the deadline, but my friends got me in. They worked for a cable network, and they got me in with the press pass. This year rolls around, and Kingsley told me, yo, just ask those girls for another press pass. I'm like, no, I don't want to take advantage of their friendship. Like, she gave me the tickets that year. She offered it to me, and I took it. I was grateful, gracious, and I thanked her. But don't y'all agree with me that it's bad form to say, you know, y'all, you got another one? Could you hook me up this year too? No, I think that's wrong. If she want to offer it, she can offer it. You know, it's not, obviously, she can't, she had other plans for that ticket, or she couldn't get a pass. But I don't want her thinking that, you know, I'm her friend because she get me pass. So next year, though, I have my membership now, and I'll be there, and I'll be there for the lottery to try to get a San Diego Comic-Con ticket, because I would have liked to have went there, even though I'm not going near Hall H. When I go, I'll just go to see, you know, like the writers and creators, those panels, the smaller panels. Of course, the comic book panels, the actual comic book panels, you know. I love Comic-Con. I love going down there. And, you know, this is what people talk about when they say, I'm amongst my people. Now, I'm not talking about just seeing a bunch of nerds dressed up as superheroes. This is, I probably talked about this a couple of years ago on Zoom, when they showed a preview of Under the Red Hood, the DC animation, Warner Brothers DC animation movie, the Batman Under the Hood movie. Before it came out, you know, like months and months before it came out. And all these people were packed in. We were packed in, I forgot what the dining room is called, the red dining room, something like that. It's a giant hall, beautiful hall. And they played this movie for us, and the nerds were just screaming and yelling. When Nightwing came on the scene, and when Batman would do a badass move, everybody was like, yeah! And they screaming for the right at the right beats. I thought, I'm amongst my people. If you go to a comic book movie, you'll have some nerds in there, but they're not going to yell off too much, because there's mostly what a nerd friend of mine called mundanes, people who just going to see a movie. They're not going because it's a comic book here. They're going because it's an action movie. But here, and Under the Red Hood, or Under the Hood, whatever it was called, about fixing cars, people were excited to see these DC characters on screen, but they knew who Nightwing was, and they shouted when Nightwing came on, and they shouted for Joker, specifically certain things that comic book fans will respond to. So I hope to go back next year and, you know, experience that part of San Diego Comic-Con. And it is fun seeing all the, you know, they hooking up the town with design, you know, with all kinds of promotions for movies and TV, but it's so artistic, and it's very creative stuff. Like one of the restaurants that's right across from Comic-Con, they made it into Grimm, which is a TV show, the only TV show that I've been watching, like the only new TV show that I saw every episode of last season. Like, I didn't see Scandal because that sucked. I watched two episodes of Scandal. I said, okay, on Hulu. Not on Hulu, on the internet. And I said, no. What other? Nothing. I don't know. I saw some episodes of Alphas because I came in late. I did see that on Hulu. I saw like four or five episodes of Alpha and a few episodes of Warehouse 13. But nothing else. No Doctor Who, because I don't have access to it. I don't have no other network show. The only one I saw from episode one to the last episode of the season was Grimm, and not Once Upon a Time. I feel like it's too late for me to get into that. So, but Grimm, I'm digging it. I like it. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but I like Grimm. It's coming back on NBC. Fans are excited. The Grimm got better to me because it got better toward the end of season one. It got real good. Okay, it was kind of bad at the beginning, but fans still loved it. But they very forgiving for that, because there's a lot of, it's very flat police procedural, except they add in these creatures, these mythical creatures, and who live in their own, you know, they live in our world, but they don't let us know that they're mythical creatures. So it's not like Once Upon a Time. It's not like, what's the one that Willingham did for that I never got into? I forgot. Fables. It's not like Fables, really. But I have a feeling that's what it wants to be, but it's not. It's just a generic cop show with, oh, by the way, the bad guys that the cop is chasing is werewolf people, snake people, mice people, except they look like us, and it's once in a while they're changed, and the CGI ain't that great. But that's Grimm. I still, if you are really into fantasy it's hard to say, if you are easy to please and you just want something that's entertaining and not too, you know, doesn't tax you too much, check out Grimm. I would suggest that. And the little setup they had at San Diego Comic-Con, it was just that, just a very little setup. You walking through a little fake forest that they set up with tape, the tape that says Grimm on it, the yellow police tape. And it's just, it was a little something. It was nice that NBC did that. And some of the people, but there was a long-ass line where they would brand you with the Grimm it looked nasty. It looked like you have a burn, like somebody actually branded you with a hot iron grim on your arm. And I said, and there was a long ass line for that. So I said, never mind. Let's see here. But what some of the things that came out of San Diego Comic-Con this weekend, Anthony Mackie, the, he was in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Killer. He played the black sidekick in that movie, even though I didn't see that. He was in a bunch of movies, We Are Marshall, Man on a Ledge, even though I would never see that movie. He was the lead in Spike Lee's She Hate Me, even though I don't think anybody saw that. And he's the black guy, one of the three leads in Hurt Locker, with next to Jeremy Renner. And he was great in that. I can't say he's a young kid now, because he's been doing movies for like 10 or more years. He's probably about 31 or something now. He's Anthony Mackie, yeah. That's the boy. I'm glad that he's playing a superhero in a Marvel film. They're saying he's playing the Falcon in the next Captain America movie called Captain America: The Winter Soldier. And I get to that in a little bit. But the only disappointing thing about that is Falcon is a weak character. People want to see a great black actor play Black Panther. And I would have liked to see Mackie play back Black Panther. But now he's playing a weaker sidekick Falcon, who's like, yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, Captain America. So he's playing that character, black sidekick. Idris Elba can't play Black Panther because he played, what's his face, in Hemdale. I'd rather him play the Black Panther than Hemdale. I'd just make it Hemdale white and put Idris Elba as Black Panther. Terrence Howard, nope, he was Rhodey. And Marvel Productions probably don't want to work with him anymore. Samuel Jackson, nope, he's Nick Fury. And with the other guy, Don Cheadle, he got two black actors who played Rhodey, but who we're going to get to play Black Panther? Well, a lot of people say get the brother from Amistad. I think he's a little bit too old, but he might work out. And to me, I don't know if he got lead quality. I can't pronounce his name, so I ain't even going to say it. But that's what's going on with... Is this Winter Soldier going to be about, you know, Ed Brubaker's Winter Soldier? Is it going to be that? Is Bucky coming back? That would be cool as a motherfucker. But then you got Bucky, Falcon, and Captain America. And you got to have them all in the same movie. And you got to introduce Falcon in this movie. That's going to be that's a lot. That is a lot. Okay? And damn, I got all these movies that Marvel was making, a list of them, but I didn't get the years that they're coming out or when they're released, even though, fuck it, I'm just going to say them, what's coming out. I do have it. May 3rd, 2013, Iron Man 3. It doesn't have a subtitle. I don't know what it's about. All I know is I think the Iron Patriot is in there. I don't know if those pictures were a hoax, but there were pictures on the internet of the Iron Patriot, and it's not going to be Norman Osborn. But Iron Patriot, I think those pictures are fake. I don't think the Iron Patriot is going to be in Iron Man 3. So, but that's May 3rd, 2013 thing. So next year it's Iron Man 3 and Superman. And also November 8th, 2013, Thor: The Dark World. Why is they waiting until November 8th? Oh man, why can't they do a back-to-back summer like Thor and Captain America last year? Why? I want to see Thor: The Dark World. I don't know what The Dark World is about, but damn, that's a tight subtitle. I love the subtitles. And of course, talk about 2 years from now is going to be Captain America: Winter Soldier. To me, that's a long time. Why can't that come out 2013 too, so we can have Avengers in 2014? But the thing that's coming out in 2014 is Captain America, subtitle The Winter Soldier. That's April 4th, 2014. And August 1st, 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, that's the incarnation with the current incarnation with Groot, Rocket Raccoon, Dax, the big green motherfucker. So I gotta get get me some Guardians of the Galaxy and get caught up on it before 2014. I know it's going to be hard as fuck to catch those comic books because I think the hardcover collections of the Guardians of the Galaxy were discontinued because my comic book store sold them for cheap and I didn't get it. Damn. So now I gotta find a way to read these Guardians of the Galaxy so I can be up on my shit. Another thing, speaking of shit, Ant-Man. Why the fuck do they need an Ant-Man? I don't agree with. This is the only one of the five Marvel movies that they announced that, and they didn't really announce it. They didn't show any clips or anything. They just have, it's funny, they have the title, what you call it, the title cards on black background of all these movies to get everybody excited. And it's, I hate to say it, but that's enough to get me excited, except for Ant-Man. That's going to fucking blow. Okay. Even though I'm sitting here looking at my Ant-Man Essential, you know what? I think I'll read my Ant-Man Essential. So we could talk about it, even though Ant-Man, I think that's probably 2014 too. I got a couple of years to read it then. let's see here. What else is going on in the news? Those are two main things. And yeah, I talked about the format of the show. Music Monday, Comic Book Wednesday, and Flashback Friday. But you know what? This is all comic book and fandom. Who am I fooling? All right. This is Doom the Comic Cast. I think I'm gonna shed the music thing. I'm still going to talk about the top five every week, but this is the reason why. I'm about to read to you the top five songs of the week for April, whatever it is, April April 15th, the week of April 15th to 21st, whatever it is. Number five song is called Lights by Ellie Goulding. That's a tight jam. But that's the only new jam on the list. The rest are repeats of last week and the week before. Somebody That I Used to Know is number four by Goatye. Okay, I hate that fucking song. Where Have You Been by Rihanna. Number two, Carly Mae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. And you know what? This reviewer on the internet called Todd in the Shadow, he reviews pop songs and rips them apart mostly. He was talking about how much it was inexplicable to him why everybody loved this song so much. And he was acting like everybody loved the song. From old people to young people, middle age, everybody. No, young white girls like this fucking song. That's why it's number two. They're the ones who do all the iTunes and buying singles off the internet. Nobody else likes this fucking song. I don't care what you say. Nobody likes Call Me Maybe, but some little teenage girls. Number one is a payphone by the group Maroon 5 featuring Wiz Khalifa. That's a shitty song. It's the same shit. Okay? It's the same shit. I'll reel them off every week, but there's nothing interesting happening on the charts, okay? Yeah, there's nothing. I was about to try to say that there was something interesting happening. No, but there isn't. It's just the same shit. Now, what's the other thing? The top five movies of the week. Let me see if I can find it. The top five movies of the week, number five was Magic Mike, I believe. So let me find that. Magic Mike. Still can't find it, damn. But yeah, Magic. Oh, here it is, with Marky Mark Wahlberg. Oh, and no, that's last week's. Damn. See, this is live, folks. I'm doing it live. I am doing it live. Let's see if I can find my box office. Damn, that's like last. I can't believe I had last week's box office. Fuck it, I'm gonna try it from my head, from the top of my head. Okay, so number five was Magic Mike. I don't know how much money that made because I don't have all my information right here. This sucks, man. Okay, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to do the top five tomorrow if I don't have my my list here. Let's see here. Nope, that's the wrong list. But the disappointing part of it was that number three movie this week. I'm sorry, the number two movie this week is Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man. I was hoping it would be number one, and it got beat out by Ice Age 4, which is, it looks very pedestrian. And it's a shame that people would take their kids to go see that fucking movie over Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man. I think everybody talks shit about Spider-Man saying it's okay. No, it's okay. It's not okay. It's pretty much great, except for one or two scenes. One of the main scenes that sunk this movie or knocked it off a star for me was the crane scene. That's all I'm going to say about it, is a bunch of cranes at the end of the movie. That was hokey and shitty, but the rest of the movie was so much Spider-Man from the comic books. It's so cool and so, and characterization, and I don't understand how people just say this is okay. I think those people definitely are so into Raimi, and they forgot how Raimi's movies was only okay. Number two was not that great. I'm sorry. Yeah, like I said, number one movie was Ice Age. And it's weird. I didn't know that many black people was in this damn movie. Only white person I think is Ray Romano. The rest is Queen Latifah, Wanda Sykes, Drake, the rapper, Nicki Minaj. I'm just sad to see, why the fuck would they hire Drake and Nicki Minaj? That's all I want to know. Why? Why make these, give these people money? They suck. They're sucky rappers. And now y'all paying them money to be in these big ass fucking Hollywood films. Hire real cartoon voice people, like voice work actors. Hire those people. Don't hire Drake and Nicki Minaj. That's a Queen Latifah, J-Lo, all these urban people. I heard it's like very urban, and white people was getting like icky and nervous about that. It's like, why? The only white person here is Ray Romano. And it's like, so I didn't know that Ice Age was Ice Age in the Hood, but I did see part one of Ice Age, and that was good. But the other ones I didn't see. I have no interest in seeing them or watching them. And that's about it. Okay, I don't know what else is on the top five chart, you know, but I know what's going to be number one this week or this weekend upcoming: The Dark Knight. I think that's the only thing that's going to be released. Nothing else is going to even bother to be released. Forget that counter programming. I think everybody's going to see Dark Knight. Okay, even my friends my female friend, you know, woman in her 30s, she wants to see it, you know. So, yeah, hopefully I see it with all those people, all my friends, Kingsley and all them a-holes. So, yeah, that's the top five. Damn, let's see where I'm at. Oh, I did about a half hour, so sorry if I talked to you off about some shit, but next time I'm going to be a little bit more together. I'm not going to be as tired, because I want to talk about some of the comics I read, since, you know, fuck it, you know, this is a comic book show. It's officially a comic book fandom show, and stuff that I did, you know, I'm not going to try to be a pop show. If I do a talk show, pop show, I do it with somebody else at another time, but Zoom, I'm here 3 days a week, and we're talking about comics, mostly comics, and other fandom stuff. So, until next time, peace. Oh, yeah, got any feedback? Send it to blackpun2000@yahoo.com. That's blackpun2000@yahoo.com. And look up the Zoom Facebook. Zoom has its own Facebook page. I'll link it to the sidebar on the website, zoomcast.blogspot.com. Also, I'm working right now, I'm putting together the old Zoom website, so you'll be able to access the last generation of Zoom shows, you know, Zoom Generation 2, official Generation 1. But my last Zoom podcast that I had, yeah, I will let you know right now. I put the first like 20 shows are back up, but when I get the rest of them up, then I'll link that to the current site and let you know, so you can check out the old episodes, or if you were a fan of the old show and you want to go back and listen to some of those shows. Yeah, I may not have every single episode, but I have a lot of them. I think I have most of them, and I'm linking it to the site, so that's a thing right there. So, like I said, thank you for joining me. Next episode, I think I'm going to talk about Batman Legends of the Dark Knight from 2005, two storylines from 2005, and I'll try to get a new comic in there, too. Like I said, until next time, peace.